Blog Talk Radio.
Sweep them with the broom. See, our season don't end till the middle of June. Don't ever care.
the Knicks team, cousin of Blake, the squad's down 16. So if you think you can beat up, you're just a dreamer. The Knicks, we don't lose in our home arena.
Say go New York, go New York, go!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, how much is that Brunson jersey over there? Yeah, let me get that one. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm buying a Brunson jersey right now at the store.
Yeah, man, I hear it's like $1 million right now, you know, because, you know, he's the hottest player right now, you know, based on talent-wise, because everybody's saying he ain't all this, he ain't all that, you know, they don't want to give him an all-star break, you know, everybody's like,
he's making the all-star game this year, no question about it, no ifs and buts about it.
Yep, and we're going to dive right into it, so let's get quickly to the intro quickly. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for checking out the newest episode of the season. And Happy New Year's to everybody. Hope you enjoyed the holiday season. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. And on today's show, we're going to talk about the New York Knicks, the Knicks resurgence, capped off by the blockbuster trade of getting OG Anunoby to the New York Knicks from Toronto. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about, Yamamoto eventually signing with the Dodgers to follow, Shohei Ohtani. The Jets trying to get their last laugh against Bill Belichick in the final game of the season. Talk about the Giants hosting the Eagles. The Rock returning to WWE, and all the news and sports entertainment wise, we weren't able to cover, unfortunately, because there was technical difficulties on Block Talk Radio's part, so. These past couple of weeks, we weren't able to go through, even though the shows were scheduled. But we apologize for that, folks. But we are here. We're back live. And ladies and gentlemen, you know the deal. The same deal that has been going down since November of 2009. This is Sports Urban Legend. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. So if you'd like to talk about any of these topics that we just covered and more, feel free to let your voice be heard. And that number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We'd love to hear from you, whether you agree or disagree with us. You're indifferent. Feel free to share your thoughts. It's a safe space here. Let your voice be heard. With that said, let's dive right into the Knicks, man. The Knicks have been, man. They've been destroying everybody, man. What can you say? They beat up on the Timberwolves a few days ago. Last night they beat up on the 76ers. Today they beat up on the Wizards. And yeah, these are back-to-back games that they had. They went down to the wire. I mean, they won they had the lead from beginning to end. So, prop to the Knicks, and the whole catalyst was this the OG Anunoby trade. You know what I mean? Like, he has been the X factor for the Knicks. Brunson's been having like 30-point games lately.
Brunson and Randall have pretty much been the X factors on this team the whole year,
Well, yes, I'm talking about this three-game winning streak, though. But yes,
OG brings a defensive element to the team, which I like, and I think he's they've been following his lead defensively. Mm-hmm. But there's no question that without Randall and Brunson all year for this team, I don't know where we would be. of course, especially offensively. I mean, even this game tonight, you know, when the Wizards, you know, cut the lead down to under double digits,
like six or so.
Whenever
they
cut it down, either Randle or Brunson would hit a big shot to expand the lead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've done that all year. And, I mean, if these two don't make the All-Star game this year, then there's something going on with the NBA.
Exactly. It's going to prove that's a popularity contest, that they just don't pick people off their name recognition and just, you know, put them in the All-Star game no matter what, because – Brunson should have been in the All-Star game since last year. Randle deserves to be in the All-Star game this year too. I mean, just like last year too, which obviously Randle did go through. But nah, man, Brunson has to go through, man. There's no excuse. Just like last year, it's gonna be even a worser omission if they leave him out this year. There's like a vendetta, man. Like, come on, you have to put him in the All-Star. Give the guy his flowers, man. He's an All-Star. He's an All-Star, even though he's never made the All-Star game. He should have made it last year. He should be going back-to-back years. So, NBA, make it right, man. You got to put this guy in there. Like, this guy has literally brought the Knicks out of the basement, man. Being the laughing stock, you know, in the NBA. This guy, He took on the challenge of trying to save the Knicks, man. Nobody wanted to come here. The only star players that wanted to come here was Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony, like a decade ago. And then that, all these superstar players, you know, they wanted to take their talent to Miami, to Cleveland, to L.A., Brooklyn. You name it, every place you could think of, all these star players wanted to go and just use the Knicks as their footstool on their way to the championship. But now the Knicks are playing Nick style basketball. They're playing defense, they're sharing the ball, and they're putting the league on notice that we're not gonna be pushed around anymore. We're playing with defense, we're scoring. Brunson is doing his thing. Randle, you know, he bounced back from that horrible start yesterday, and you know, Randle, man, he's been doing his thing. You know, you gotta give him credit for that. The Knicks, they made a blockbuster trade last week, traded away R.J. Barrett, a guy who had a lot of potential with the Knicks, but unfortunately he never you know, gotten to the point of where, you know, that he lived up to the potential. So, you know, the way the money he's being paid now, he was being paid as a star player. And unfortunately, he still needed more time to develop, or he's never going to amount to the player he's supposed to be. So now that he's back home in Toronto, the pressure should be off him. You know, even though he is playing in front of his hometown, you know, team, you know, I think he should play a lot better now. And then, of course, quickly, that guy was like the microwave off the bench, man. He just was that instant offense spark, you know. You know, his scoring ability, you know, it's definitely going to be missed. And then, of course, in that trade, you know, you got Anunoby, you know, a former NBA champion, even though he got hurt during their championship run. This guy could potentially guard all five positions, you know. I mean, unless if he's, you know, playing against an Embiid or, you know, somebody of that ilk, you know. But yeah, he is the prototypical 3-and-D player that the Knicks have been looking for, you know, for many years. So, you know, he's there. And the good thing about the trade, you know, obviously they got Precious in that trade and Flynn in that trade as well. But the best part about that trade is, you know, they just gave up the second round pick and they still have their first round picks. So hopefully that could, you know, eventually lead to Donovan Mitchell, perhaps. I don't think that Cavaliers are going to trade him in this trading deadline coming up next month, But in the off season, hopefully they can put pieces together to you know, to finally bring Donovan Mitchell home, you know. So we'll see about that. But maybe they're gonna try to get you know, the rumors they're trying to get I'm trying to remember his name, you know, Murray from Hawks or Brogdon, you know. So I mean, we'll see what they can do to improve the offense, you know. But one move I do not think they should do, because I was reading those rumors about that, I think yesterday or today, that they were thinking about bringing Alec Burke from the Pistons. I'm like, nah, man, if you're gonna make a
Alec
trade,
Burke, we had Alec Burke already.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We don't need if we're gonna make a trade, it has to be someone who's gonna significantly help the team out. Alec Burke is not gonna do nothing. This dude, in the past couple of years, he's been on every losing team with the losingest record, and they don't do nothing. Like, I mean, we've been there, done that. We don't need to overspend for him. You know, this is kind of like the Tim Hardaway trade, you know, that, you know, we had the guy, and then, you know, we go overpay to try to get trade to get this guy back. Like, yeah, it's not even worth it. We need a guy who you know, who could, you know, at the two, you know, or the bench, you know, to replace quickly.
Yeah. We definitely need some more depth on our bench, because we lost quickly, lost Obi in the off season. Definitely need more firepower. Although I like McBride. McBride's been playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've called
Grimes
him back
playing,
up.
Grimes has been playing well too as well.
Yeah, he's been playing well, and some of these new guys that we got in the trade, Precious Inua,
right.
he's been playing well so far. I mean, he just needs to see more minutes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen, the sample size I've seen of him, he gives us a presence, another big body out there, more defense. So. You know, this trade has looked good so far on the Knicks end. 4-0, can't complain about that.
Yep, and another guy, another unsung hero, Hartenstein, man, he's been playing well. You know, he had I think 8 points, 19 rebounds today, and then yesterday he had I think he was 30 and 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and then not too
much better.
Yeah, and then not too long ago he had like a 10-point, 20 rebound, or, you know, career high 20 rebound game.
Yeah, this guy's been playing much better. You know, rebounding the ball, blocking shots now.
Mm-hmm.
And the offense just will run smoothly with him on the floor as well.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah,
Josh Hart, another unsung hero. You know,
yeah,
we got a lot of guys who are proud enough, who are worthy enough to put on the Knicks uniform, you know. So, you know, we just have to keep up this momentum and try to add some pieces along the way to solidify our chances of potentially winning a championship in the near future. So let's see what this Knicks team can do, you know, maturation-wise, once this team gels together. Shifting gears on the Knicks, baseball news, a guy, both the Mets and the Yankees were going after, Yamamoto. He took his talents to Dodgers and followed, Ohtani to the Dodgers. He signed a 12-year contract. He's a Dodger. As a result, right now the Mets and the Yankees are both interested in trading for Dylan Cease, but I think I think the Yankees are going to do it because Mets, you know, they, you know, with the Scherzer and the Verlander trade, you know, they started to improve their farm system, getting some good prospects back. I don't think the Mets are going to deplete their farm system that they're trying to build up. So I think, Yankees are gonna put a better package to get Cease. Cease's teammate Giolito, he signed a 2-year deal with the Braves. No, not with the Braves. Red Sox, actually. Yeah, that was a guy I thought Mets should have went after. He had a bad year bouncing around, getting traded. I think twice, been on three teams. I think he went through a divorce and some other stuff that impacted his performance. But I think a guy like that, you know, who's thrown, I think, at least a no-hitter or two, you know, with the White Sox, you know, that's a guy that's worth the gamble. But yeah, he took he signed with the Red Sox instead. Other notable news, Guillorme, he signed a 1-year deal with the Braves. I mean, it seems like every offseason the Braves, you know, sign a former Met. The Mets, they signed Harrison Bader, former Yankee outfielder. They're gonna move him to center field, and that's gonna push Nimmo to left field. Marte, he's playing winter ball, trying to rehab from the injuries that plagued them last year. But yeah. What's your thoughts on Harrison Bader coming to the Mets? You know, I don't know if you know that him and Alonso, they used to be teammates on the Florida Gators, but now they're in the orange and blue.
Sure, it's a good move. I mean, he brings defense in the outfield. He's a good hitter, makes contact. I think it's a good move for the Mets.
I agree with you. I mean, you got a guy who performed well with the Yankees a few years ago. You know, he plays great defense, a former Gold Glover, former college teammate of Pete Alonso, to the point that, you know, they're still cool to this day. Pete Alonso was giving him, advice, you know, at the plate, which improved Bader with the Yankees. So I mean, now they're both in orange and blue. So, and he's a local guy. So I think it's a good move for the Mets. But getting ex Yankees shouldn't be the only major offseason moves that the Mets should be doing this offseason. Just getting Severino and Bader. They gotta improve this team. I mean, I would have liked them to go after, Montgomery, since he's a better, since he's a good postseason pitcher, off this postseason with helping Texas win their first title. But I think he's coming back home to the Yankees, to be honest with you. Which should be good news for you guys.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who do you think the Yankees are going to get?
I don't know right now. You know, it's up in the air. I'm still. I think Yankees right now. They have some tricks in their bag right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna surprise the fans. I mean, we weren't expecting that deal to get totaled. You know, I think that was a surprise move. I mean, did you expect the Soto deal?
Who, me? I mean, I'm not surprised about it. I mean, I know.
Yeah, but did you see that happen? Did you foresee that happening, though?
I mean, I never count Yankees. I'm one of the few people that never count Yankees out. I mean, you know, I was telling you guys that you guys are going to do some moves, and you're like, man, this ain't George Steinbrenner Yankees, you know?
Yeah, you thought we were going to get Otani, you know, and
Yamamoto. Yeah,
although those didn't happen, but
yeah,
Soto deal, I didn't see that from left field, you know? So
yeah, they didn't want to come, so they rather, you know, stay in the West Coast. So, you know, That's on them. You know, about that. What did you think about his, the Yankees didn't want to offer, they didn't want to go all out for Yamamoto because they didn't want to pay him more than what's his name again? Garrett Cole. Did you agree with that decision or?
What I heard that they offered him a deal, but I think they didn't even have a chance to outbid the Dodgers. The Dodgers offered more, from what I heard. So, I don't know what happened there. You know, I don't think the Yankees even had a chance to even match or even outbid the Dodgers. I think once the Dodgers ended up giving Yamamoto that amount of money, he decided to go there and didn't even give the Yankees a chance.
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard, the Yankees offered a $300 million contract. But the rumor I heard was that they weren't willing to go over. They didn't want to give him a contract more than Gerrit Cole, since Gerrit Cole is the ace of the team. The Mets offered him the same contract that the Dodgers did, but once Dodger matched it, he showed his true colors. And like Trevor Bauer, he used the Mets to get a Dodger deal, you know. And yeah. Speaking of Trevor Bauer, I heard there's a rumor that he wants to come to the Mets now.
Well, you know, everything has been cleared. I know Trevor Bauer has been defending himself over the last several years with these accusations against him, as far as sexual assault allegations, and he's proven himself to be innocent, it looks like. So he's trying to put that behind him right now and come back baseball and pitch. I mean, the last time we saw him, he pitched well for the Dodgers. I think he can still help any team right now. And if you guys do get him, maybe he can help you guys.
Do you think the Mets should go after him after he played? He used them the last time, and or Mets should just say, you know, take a hike.
I mean, you know, if you guys really need pitching, why not? You know, put in the past that he played you guys. Look at the future. I mean, you need pitching, right? I think he'd be good for you guys if he could still pitch.
I mean, he does have the upside if he, if he can bounce back to form.
Yeah. So.
And he got to be on his best behavior because, not only, all indications shows that it looked like he was innocent in that, you know, in that that controversy. When he was accused. But, yeah, I mean, the Mets do need pitching. I mean, the Mets, after Yamamoto, it don't look like they're trying to, go big, you know, starting pitching-wise. They look like they're going to pass on Montgomery. They're going to pass on Snell, who the rumors are is that he want to come to the Yankees. So I wouldn't be surprised about that. The Mets don't look like they're like the rumor was, according to Scherzer, that they're not going to go all in this off season, which that's what it looked like. I mean, other than Yamamoto, they really went hard for Yamamoto, but you know, it is what it is. Yamamoto didn't want to come here. So, but other than that, Mets have done some small moves. I mean, they've done moves to improve the defense, and some guys with potential with Severino and Bader. But yeah, man, the Mets have a lot of work to do. They got to improve the bullpen. Obviously, the starting rotation. They got a lot of work to do. Trying to think of this anything else that they did that's newsworthy. They got penalized because they had the highest payroll in history, and because of that they lost their draft pick, because apparently you have to be in the top six in the lottery that you could keep your top pick. So as a result, they got penalized, and now they're instead of drafting, I think, number 7, they got dropped all the way to 17 or something to that effect. So, let's see what the Mets do. Hopefully the Mets can make some moves to improve this team because, it's looking kind of gloomy. And then they got to re-sign Pete Alonso and not let him go to free agency. But, yeah, we'll see what happened with that.
what would happen if Alonso went to another team? Would you disband the Mets? Would you abandon the Mets, I should say?
That's what I said before. I mean, I don't know, man. I'll tell you that much. It's a possibility. I mean, if he leaves,
the possibility you would abandon the Mets?
I would retire. I might retire as a baseball fan.
Wow.
Or I'm gonna stick with the team. I don't know. I don't know. Most likely I'll stay with them. You know, that's my team. Or I don't know. They can't let him go. I don't know. I hope I don't have to deal with that. But I mean, I think realistically, most likely, I'm gonna stick with my team, even though I'm gonna be PO'd with what they did.
Yeah, you would stick with them. You wouldn't amend them, man.
I mean, there's
don't
a
lie,
lot. I mean,
don't
get me
wrong.
Wait, repeat that.
Don't lie to yourself. You would stick with the team regardless.
Well, I mean, here's the option. Either I stick with my team or I'm just going to give up baseball altogether.
You would never do that.
I'm not lying and saying, oh, I'm going to join whatever team he's going to or whatever, you know, stuff like that. I'm not going to lie and say that, you know. It would just, I'd stick with my team or, you know, just give up on baseball. But you know what? I believe in this team. I believe in this organization. You know, I believe in Steve Cohen. He's going to try to put the best pieces in place, and hopefully that includes re-signing Pete Alonso. So we'll see. Because the Mets fans, man, we suffered too much, man. Like, for the past – and obviously the Mets haven't won in almost 40 years. What, 38 years to be exact, like – But yeah, me as a fan, I mean, I've been a baseball fan and a Mets fan since, what, 99? And, man, literally everything has been talking smack on the Mets, man. It's tiresome. TV shows, you know, the news, cartoons, video games, like you name it. Like, everybody talks smack on the Mets, man. It's just tiresome. And especially with the Wilpons, they just collect the money and they didn't really do anything they rarely did stuff to improve the team to make it a championship caliber team, with the exception of the 2005 season, and maybe a handful of other seasons where they tried to do something, and it didn't work out. Like, oh, 2015 would be another year they actually tried to do something. But most of the time, they just sit on their hands and just collect the money from the Mets and not doing it. And, but at least, you know, Steve Cohen is trying, you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it is, man. I mean, you got to believe. What about you? Anything you foresee the Yankees doing?
I just hope they can bolster the offense, bolster the pitching. I don't think they're done. You know, I think there's more moves that they're going to make this offseason. You know, we'll see. But I think they have a couple more surprises in store.
Yeah, most definitely. The Mets need to improve their offense. They need to get, like, maybe get back Turner or Soler or even maybe J.D. Martinez, perhaps. I mean... In any case, they gotta make some moves to improve this offense. This offense is not gonna cut it, and their pitching, which has historically been a Mets strength, they need to improve it, man. So far, all they have that's a guaranteed is Quintanilla, Kodai Senga, the runner up in the Rookie of the Year, and got some Cy Young votes. And then you got Severino most likely making the team as well. And then we'll see what the Mets do. You know, because right now they've been pretty quiet. I mean, you know, the only news you really hear about the Mets is they're checking in on this person, they're checking in on that person, you're checking in on this person. But, you know, they haven't got anybody to come over here, you know. That's gonna change the team, like a blockbuster move. So we'll see what happens with the Mets. And shifting gears with to the Jets, talk about blockbuster move. They got Aaron Rodgers, but you know Aaron Rodgers, four snaps into the game, he's out for the rest of the year, and now he's in a controversy with Jimmy Kimmel.
I heard about that. It's crazy. It's insane.
He was insinuating that Jimmy Kimmel was in the alleged Jeffrey Epstein's crazy list with all these celebrities in it, and you know Jimmy Kimmel basically gave him a cease and desist kind of warning. And yeah, it's just another crazy story. Like, only my teams can be in storylines like this. Like, and basically they guaranteed that he's gonna come back. Salah's gonna return. Joe Douglas is gonna return. So they're just gonna try to run it back and see if Aaron Rodgers could finally stay healthy on the field as he's 40 years old now. But before next year starts, they have one more last game. That's tomorrow afternoon, in New England. And this might be the last game of Bill Belichick's career, or Patriots career at least. There's going to be, they're not only playing for pride, but they could end their, I think, what was it, their 15-game losing streak to the Patriots and to stick it to a guy who stick it to the Jets more than twice. Twice as a paper head coach and for 20-plus years as the head coach of the Patriots. So Tom Brady won't be there to save him tomorrow. So hopefully the Jets can find some way, some miracle to beat the Patriots. But unfortunately, I think Bill Belichick will have the last laugh yet again and find a way to beat us. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a close game. And both of these teams, they haven't been good all year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll be close. It's a toss-up, really. Hope you win. I mean, I guess you got to favor the Patriots. But then the Patriots, you know, they have been good all year. Mm. And I could see the Jets winning. So, I mean, it could go either way, really. I don't know.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It could go either way. And then shifting gears with your boys, the Giants, you guys are going to be facing the Eagles at MetLife Stadium.
And this is a game that the Eagles need because the Eagles right now, they're in a tie with the Cowboys for the NFC East division. So I don't think they're going to rest their guys in this final game. I think they're going to have all their guys play. And I think the Giants, you know, they're going to go out there and play hard. They lost that tough game last week to the Rams, which they should have won. If Mason Crosby didn't miss that field goal at the end. So they lost a close one to the Rams. But I think they're going to go out there and play their hardest, and they're going to try to beat the Eagles. You know, they might end up losing, but, you know, they can only play for pride in the playoff position, in the drafted position, I should say, right now.
I agree with that. Yeah, they lost a heartbreaker, 26-25.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got to play for pride and try to play spoiler for the Eagles as the Eagles try to win the NFC East.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think Eagles will win the game tomorrow.
Hopefully Giants can spoil that.
Yeah, hopefully Giants can. Just like the Knicks spoiled the 76ers. Thought, you know, the Knicks was going to be a cakewalk. They were going to get their butt whooped by Embiid. And Embiid, man, he had the softest 30-point, 10 rebound game of his career, man. Like, and he's having a phenomenal year. But yeah, the Knicks kept them in check.
Yeah.
In that Knicks game.
Hart seems to play well against them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, shifting gears, again, let's talk about WWE and AEW. WWE, The Rock came back, challenged, he talked smack to Jinder Mahal, with his anti-American rhetoric, and The Rock promo was good, but by his standard, I'd say it was kind of weak, to be honest with you. I don't know how you feel about it, but
you said it was kind of weak. How was it kind of weak?
By his standards, I mean, it was a good promo, but it wasn't his best promo. It wouldn't crack his top 30 promos, but he had some good points in it. You know, obviously defending America, and of course, the last line he said about the getting a table at the head of the table.
To challenge Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I mean it did its job. But I wouldn't say this whole promo was his like. I wouldn't say it would be in his top 20 or top 30 of his all, because every time The Rock speaks, man, it's like history in the making, man. Like he talks trash like nobody else does in the business. So it was a good promo. But by his standards, I mean, he had way, way, way more better promos than that one. I mean, it did the job. You know, he dissed Jinder Mahal. But, I mean, he's had so many iconic promos. And to me, it doesn't even crack the top 30. Or even maybe even top 50. You probably liked the promo more than I did.
I mean, it was okay. It was a good promo. I mean, it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't a great promo.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one that's his best, but I thought it was still good.
Yeah, it was effective.
The beatdown that he gave Jinder Mahal was just as good, even though he was out of breath after.
Yeah.
Which means that, you know, if he's going to be wrestling Roman Reigns, definitely has to get into wrestling shape.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel he's not in wrestling shape right now, so. Well, we'll see. We'll see if that encounter actually happens. I know a lot of fans, including you, want that match to happen between him and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, definitely. I hope so. This is what I hope happens. And there's rumors that it might not even happen at WrestleMania. They might even face each other at Elimination Chamber, which is going to be in Australia, because apparently they want The Rock to go to compete or at least be in Australia. So I'm hoping if he does fight in Australia, it won't be the title match, because you gotta save this match for WrestleMania. You can't give us this match, the pay per view before WrestleMania. I mean, like, come on.
No, it has to be WrestleMania.
It has to be WrestleMania. Win, lose, or draw. Well, no draw, please. It has to be at WrestleMania. You're this close to WrestleMania. I think it's kind of like what they did with Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar. Like they made them have their first ever match at the Elimination Chamber instead of waiting until WrestleMania for them to face each other.
Yeah.
And like, come on, man, you guys, you're this close. Give us a WrestleMania dream match. Like, come on. And then with that, yeah, I know if he faces The Rock, this kind of messes up Cody Rhodes' story, finishing Cody Rhodes' story. But, I mean, hey, I mean, it is what it is, man. And then you got CM – well, yeah, I mean, then you got – or what you could do is you could have Cody Rhodes face Seth Rollins. Which
yeah,
I don't think –
yeah, that could happen.
And then, but with that scenario, it would have the only way for CM Punk not to face Seth Rollins, because that's the path that we're on to WrestleMania. The only substitute for him not facing Rollins would be Stone Cold. you gotta give us that Stone Cold versus CM Punk match, the match that they've been hyping for like over a decade. Like this is the time now. If they don't do it, they don't do it this WrestleMania, just like Roman Reigns and The Rock, we might never see it. So give us these two dream matches, we'll be happy. And another thing I think is gonna happen is Paul Heyman's gonna get inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's gonna be in Philadelphia. Obviously that's the home of ECW. And yeah, man, I think if they do that, if you have CM Punk versus Stone Cold and you got The Rock versus Roman Reigns, I mean you can't beat that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
If it actually happens, we'll see.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, Cody Rhodes, I mean, finishing Cody Rhodes' story, it would be a great moment, but I think an even greater moment would be Sami Zayn winning the title. Because Sami Zayn put in the work longer, you know, than he has, you know, in WWE, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, he would be more deserving to win that title. Other than The Rock, you know what I mean? It would be, obviously The Rock doesn't need the title, you know, Rock's already established. And like I said, I assume Rock's going to lose that title match against Roman Reigns, even though obviously I'm pulling for him, I'm rooting for him. But, you know, thinking about it, you know, not as a wrestling fan and, you know, the business side of it, you know, the Rock's always putting people over. And, you know, like Cena, Brock Lesnar, you know, at SummerSlam 2002. You know, Cena at WrestleMania 29, which me and you both saw in person. So yeah, I think for sure, The Rock's gonna lose the match and put his cousin over. You know, but sure would be sweet if he could finally win the title at WrestleMania, because he's 0-4 in opportunities to either win or defend the title. So. Would be cool if he could finally do it.
Yeah,
that's just my personal thing. But yeah, if it's not The Rock, I think, to be honest with you, I think Sami Zayn should have been the guy to end it. You know, but in any case, I think Sami Zayn should win a title this WrestleMania. Either way, preferably against Roman Reigns, because the history is there. But. No, it is what it is. You know, WWE is gonna do what they want to do anyway. So we shall see. But it does look like we got a great road to WrestleMania.
Oh yeah,
there's been some WrestleManias. It could have been even last year's WrestleMania where the road to WrestleMania didn't look so interesting. But once we got to WrestleMania and the matches exceeded expectations. So you know, we'll see what happens. Oh yeah, CM Punk's gonna return, he announced he's gonna be in the Royal Rumble, which you know, ironically is gonna be the same match 10 years, you know, from his last match, because his last match was at WrestleMania, not WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, 2014 is when he left the company. So it's going to be ironic that his first official match is going to be in the Royal Rumble, you know, because, you know, he fought Dominic Mysterio in a live event, I think the day after Christmas at MSG. So, I mean, now he's going to fight in a real match at Royal Rumble. So... yeah, you know, business is picking up for WWE.
Yeah, yeah. 2024 is off to a good start.
Oh, yeah, and SmackDown, they had, SmackDown, Roman Reigns interfered in the match, so the triple threat match between Orton, LA Knight, and I'm trying to remember who the third person is. Or in LA Knight. Oh, yeah, and AJ Styles. Was it AJ Styles, I think?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fatal four-way. Apparently, this is the first time in Roman Reigns' career or the first time during this reign that he's in a fatal four-way match. So should be interesting. What else was I going to say? The Authors of Pain officially teamed up with Karrion Kross and Scarlett, and they destroyed Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. So that's a feud that's brewing, an intriguing feud right there. Trying to think what else. Well, apparently Jade Cargill, she's training with Natalya in the dungeon, the Heart Dungeon. Trying to think what other news. Speaking of, Cargill's former company, AEW, it was revealed that Adam Cole was the devil, and he basically betrayed MJF, and Samoa Joe defeated MJF to become the new champion, and after the match, Adam Cole and his new faction, the Undisputed Kingdom, whooped MJF, and MJF is expected to have surgery. And as you remember, MJF for the past couple of years have been hyping up 2024 as the bidding war of 2024, where he'll decide whether he'll re-sign with AEW, sign with WWE, or go predominantly to Hollywood. If you ask me, I think he's gonna sign with WWE because I think he has nothing else to prove in AEW. He won the title. He faced basically all the top guys I could think of in the company. So I mean, I think he'd be willing to make the jump, especially if you pay him the money. You give him that Ohtani money, he'll go to wherever the highest bidder is, as he's alluded to many times in interviews. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens with that.
Should be interesting.
But I guess last but not least, this Cat Williams situation. Crazy conversation. Cat Williams basically, criticizing other, comedians and, basically allegedly exposing what allegedly happens in Hollywood and what some people are willing to do to get ahead and, in their careers. What did you think about his interview with, Shannon Sharp?
Oh, I thought it was a brutally honest, opinionated, ferocious and fearless interview. I thought Shannon Sharp asked some great questions, and Cat Williams just ran with those questions and gave the best answers he could. And those answers ended up being controversial, and man, people have been talking about that interview for the last several days. Pretty much broke the internet and broke views on YouTube.
Definitely, for sure.
Definitely a controversial interview to start off the new year.
Mm-hmm. Easily Shannon Sharp's best interview that he's had, and he's had
no question.
Big name people on his show, as you would expect. Cat Williams definitely didn't hold back. It was a very interesting interview, to say the least. We'll see what happens next week in the world of sports and entertainment. Is there anything you'd like to say before we head out?
Everyone, just have a safe weekend, and check out your local listeners for my show IMAC and come back here to check out Sports Urban Legend every Saturday at 11, only here on Bob Fuck Radio.
That's right. You heard the guy. Check out IMAC every Saturdays at 10. Check your local listings for that. And, of course, come back next Saturday, you know, at 11. Hopefully there won't be no technical difficulties like we've had the past couple of weeks. And hopefully we'll be back in business running. And, again, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the technical difficulties that prevented us from being able to come on sooner. But thank God we're here with you guys right now. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming on, spending the New Year's with us. And we'll see you guys next week. And hopefully the Knicks can keep this momentum going. Go New York. Peace.